At first, I was land. I lay on my back to be fields, and when I turned on my side, I was a hill under freezing stars. I did not see. I was seen. Night and day, words fell on me, seeds, raindrops, chips of frost. From one of them, I learned my name. I rose up. I remembered it. Now I could tell my story. It was different from the story told about me. Mother Ireland, Yvan Boland. Part 1, Before Thunder, Spring 2018. Chapter 1. Kira steps out of the car and a cold sea wind catches her breath, whipping her hair across her face. After some manoeuvring, ignoring tuts from the passenger seat, she's managed to squeeze her old silver Micra into a tight parking spot across the road from Scary's Beach. The April afternoon sky stretches bright and clear. Above the rooftops of the seafront terraces, gulls glide as if manipulated by invisible wires, their taut wings motionless. The passenger door slams. Ryan rounds the car, and she hears him open the boot. Kira turns, pushing her hair from her eyes, struggling against the weight of the wind. She hauls open the back door to a torrent of, "Me first, me first, me first!" 4-year-old Sophie has unbuckled her own seatbelt. She squeezes under her mum's arm and jumps onto the pavement, dark pigtails flying.
"Yes, the sea! Can we build a castle, Daddy?"
Kira doesn't catch Ryan's reply. She's too busy grappling with the buckle on 2-year-old Ella's grimy red car seat. This car needs to be cleaned. Deep cleaned. Christ. That's why they always take her old banger to the beach instead of Ryan's pristine Jeep. Finally, the buckle opens. "Voila! There we go, Mrs. Freedom."
"Up, Mammy!"
Ella reaches out one of her chubby arms, still so young that she has dimples where her elbows should be. Her other arm is hooked, as always, around Hoppy, the blue rabbit with the love heart sewn on his chest. Threadbare in parts, stuffing gone lumpy. He looks somehow both careworn and wise. "Come on up then." She kisses Ella's cheek and nuzzles her neck, inhaling the faint smell of bananas and porridge. Sophie has skipped ahead into the sand dunes with Ryan. There's something comical about their mismatched figures. Her fluorescent orange cycling shorts, butterfly top and sparkly hair clips, alongside his black t-shirt, pressed jeans, dark grey hair combed neatly in place. Despite her father's grip on her hand, Sophie is still managing to dance. Sharp blonde stems of sand reed scratch Kira's ankles as she weaves through the dunes with Ella on her hip. "You see the sea, Ella love?" The strand curves in a crescent around the bay, striated with bands of crushed shells, driftwood, seaweed. RTE forecast 20 degrees for today. An April high, which clearly didn't factor in the bitter gusts sweeping off the Irish Sea. Sunday afternoon, the beach is dotted with clusters of people huddling under coats or sheltering behind windbreakers, determined to make the best of it. At the end of the boardwalk, her runners sink into the sand. When she's caught up with Ryan, she puts Ella down and stands beside him, looking out to sea. "Tide's out," she comments for something to say. Ryan turns to her. "I'm taking them swimming." His grey eyes study her face, testing her. He was in such good form this morning, when he announced they were going to the beach, but already something has changed. What has she done this time? Her heart begins to quicken.